on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus.
Jesus is real to me.
Too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me
chill. Jesus is real to me.
Just talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a little money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other. I'm good. I know that He's real.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and this is a time for spiritual sessions with Pastor McCarty. First I want to continue to encourage us all to lift up those affected in the, lift up the whole world, because we're all being affected by this COVID-19 virus. And as we sit back and wait and let, and with the blessed assurance that God is still in control of everything, we also have to understand that He's already provided a timeline to let us have an idea that even though things are happening, everything happens in its due time, in its due season with God. So there's a time for everything in this world. I'm going to read in the mighty name of Jesus. Before I do that, you were listening to Jeff Wolfert in the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. I just wanted to let you know that. Now, let's get right into the word, everybody. Remember, pray for wisdom. Pray for the Holy Spirit to unleash those mysteries of the Bible for you. If you got a Bible, read along. If not, just listen to my voice. Ecclesiastic 3rd chapter, through the 14th verse, and I read as so. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. There's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. There's a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away. There's a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I've seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Now there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. And I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken away from it. God does so that people will fear him. God does it so people will fear him. Woo. Now, when we use the word fear, and we have to remember, you know, when the Bible was written, language was different. And so sometimes the translation doesn't come out the same as the words we use today. So when the Bible is talking about fear, what they're talking about is being in awe of God, being like, oh my God, even with this virus going around, everyone had to stop and say, we're not in control of anything. Ooh, look at God. When you do that, that is showing fear for his will, not to fight against it. And so that's one of the things I wanted to point out to you. You know, as it reads that God knows the burden that he has placed on us, it is so true. Nothing happens without God knowing it. He already knew this was going to happen. But everything that God does is something that is permanent. So when he fixes a situation, it becomes permanently fixed. So we have to understand that he gives us all of this timetable so that we will never figure out what he is up to. It reads, he has set aside eternity in the human heart. No one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. That is what it says in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, the 11th verse. It's so important that we realize that it's the due season. It's time for this to happen. It's the due timing. It's the time to harvest and it's the time to plant your seeds. You just don't plant your seeds for flowers or food and you get it overnight. No, you have to wait for the process to happen. And God has a process in what when he's correcting things. But what he's trying to tell you is there's a time for everything, and there's always a time to have God's perfect will in your heart. Because you're blessed assured that no matter what is going on, God is still in control. And that is what he says when I'm doing this, so you all can fear me, so you all can be in awe of me, so you all can say, oh my God. That is why he says there's a time for everything, even war, and there's a time for death. And so we need to put this in perspective when it comes to the Bible, that everything that happens in this world, there is an answer for in that book. And as he was bringing his word to my spirit, that is what I felt. I said, Lord, people need to hear that you've already set up a time schedule to give us an idea of when to do what activity. He's saying in its due season, don't mourn before someone dies. That is what he's trying to say. Don't count me out just because you don't see the blessing yet. Don't count God out. That is what he likes to keep us guessing, everyone. He likes to keep us guessing. And so I'm going to ask you all to read it. It's a very quick read. It's not very complicated at all. Read it, meditate on it, ask God for wisdom, and look at, I don't have much to discuss because all God is saying is there's a time, and I determine what time that is. What good is it? Oh, the preacher got to preach. What good is it for the worker to gain from their toil? He's saying, what good is it for you to even know why I'm having you do the things I'm having you do? That's what God is doing. All right, we're going to get started with this show. We're going to come back and talk about that a little bit more. Like I said, he gave me a verse that we just needed. We needed to hear that. Now, while we're going through all this drama in the world and all of the things that are just negative in the world, there's still testimonies of people who have survived the virus that we need to think about. We need to start giving testimonies of what has happened good to us in spite of what's going on in the world. So next up on the mic is testimony by Ms. Frazan Hayes. And here we go.
Testimony that I got to tell.
What the
you.
Lord has done for me.
Oh,
Yes, this was Testimony by Frazon Hayes, everybody. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and this is a time for everything, spiritual sessions with Sister Poochie. All right, everybody. Ooh, if I have to make my own testimony, I have not been announcing this, but you're listening to the 494th show that has been recorded for the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. We are 6 shows left away from that milestone of 500. That is the favor of God, and I need to thank each and every one of the people out there who listen, who share the link, who passes it on to their family, who jams it in their car. Everybody out there that has shown so much love for JHOM over the years and for myself as the pastor, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I know that it's by the grace and mercy of God that I even stand as your presiding pastor. And I appreciate the confidence you have in me. And we're going to, you know, I can testify all day. I have to stop because one of the things, you know, if you've been listening to me for the last 13 years is we keep it real and keep it moving. We stop when there's a mistake. We start over. We don't take ourselves too seriously. And one of the things that I was giggling about right then is because whenever you give a pastor the microphone, you don't know when they're going to stop talking. So the Spirit is beckoning me to move on with the show. Let me go ahead and bring up the next song. Next up on the mic is How Can I Live by Machete. Here we go.
How could I live without the one who gave me life? How could I lay my head down at night? Cause I never wake up without you. Ooh, how could I breathe without the one who made the moon and the stars? And know every intention of my heart. How could I live without you? I don't want to.
I can't imagine what my path would be if I had to walk without you. I don't know how messed up my heart would be if you didn't live in there. And I would hate to see what the outcome would be if I never made the choice to give you all control of me. I'd have no direction. I'd be left to face this world all on my own.
Like a ship drifting without a sail. Everything I did without you would fail.
I would be no good. Like a house without walls.
Or maybe even like a son who would ghost his father.
You get the point, I don't have to go further. See, I'm nothing without you, so it hurts me to think about how I could live.
How could I live without the one who gave me life?
How would I lay my head
down at night?
For every day I'm allowed to see, cause I know it's you that wakes me. Grateful for every breath you let me breathe with the touch of your hand. See, I would be so full of fear if you weren't here and never took the time to call my name or draw me near. Just like a ship drifting without a sail, I'd be lost without you.
could I live without you? I don't want to.
All right, that was How Could I Live by Machete. And everybody, if it's time for the Gospel House Mix by Sister Pucci, yours truly. Now, please turn down your radios or turn down your music, because this one has a little bit of bass in it, just a little bit. But the same rules apply for the dance breaks. The reason we have the dance breaks on the show is to give you a chance to get up and praise God, or sit down, tap your fingers, dance in your head, whatever. But you're going to try to praise God and think about what he's done good for you in spite of. And you're going to give him some praise and worship for 15 minutes. We have to remember that is the only reason God made us. He didn't make us in the beginning. He made us after everything was done. And so he doesn't need our assistance with anything. We just need to sit back and wait for his perfect will. The second thing that you're listening for is if I had a message in this mix by the words that I'm using and the songs that I'm singing, I'm trying to convey a message to you. And so is DJ Shaheem, and his mix will be coming on later in the deck as always. But for now, I want everyone to get up and let's give God some praise. Here we go.
Yeah! DJ. fools. Never let anyone dictate to you that you're worth nothing. You are somebody. Always know that you have a purpose. You are marvelous. You are special. You are worthy. You are fabulous. You are victorious. Yeah!
That was the Gospel House Mix for the Week by Sister Poochie. And of course, if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I want everybody to do one thing for me. If you have a smartphone, go to jhom.org. That's jhom.org. At our website, there's a link, a download link for your smartphone if you want to just have the app. It, on the app, there's a full-length Bible there. You can set reading schedules with the Bible, and it will tell you, give you the verses to read. It also will dictate to you, so if you don't feel like reading, you can just listen to the Bible. You also will be able to hear the shows. You'll be able to see special videos that I put out. Also, you'll be able to listen to the mixes separately if you don't want to listen to the whole show in case you have a favorite mix. Don't forget, when you get the app, though, don't forget to hit download on the show and download for the mixes because I change them every week. All right, everybody, let's go back into the real reason we're here, and that is the Word of God. Coming from Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, the 1st through the 13th verse, to the 14th verse, and it reads as this. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. There's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. There's a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. There's a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend. There's a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? How have I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is a gift from God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away. God does it all, that people will fear him. And I want to walk backwards again. That word fear means to be in awe of him. So when he does something, you can just go, whoa, aha. Okay, that's God. Nothing but God. Also, I want to go back. I give you all the times too, and they're pretty straightforward, just trying to give you an idea that, you know, there's a season for everything that happens. But when we get to the 9th through the 13th, the 14th verse, we're talking about some very specific things. And what do I mean by that? When he asked the question, what does a worker gain from their toil? What do we gain from our toil? And it goes on that to speak about that everything is made beautiful in its time. So everything will be restored back in its due time when God decides when it's time to do that. Even with our coronavirus, God already knows when he's going to restore order again. Now, he also set, when they say he set eternity on the human heart, that just means that you know in your heart, because we believe in Christ, of life after death. We believe in eternity. So no matter what, we cannot even having that on our heart, knowing that everything is eternal, we still can't figure out how God is orchestrating all that. And that's why he said that we can't fathom what God has done from the beginning of time to the end of time. We can't understand it. We don't even try. It is better for people just to be happy and good to each other while they live. We have one life, and it's very short. And this virus is showing us that it can be in a blink of an eye that you have someone that you dearly love, and then they're gone very quickly. But in all of that, you have to enjoy the life that God gave us, because it is a precious gift. Even though we're going through difficult times, that's why I encourage you to find something to praise him about with the dance mixes, because he is giving us a gift. He gave us a gift in his son. And now he's saying that each of us out there, all we have to do is be happy and live, eat and drink and find satisfaction in whatever you're doing. Because when you do that, that is when you receive God's gift. You can't begrudgingly do anything. All right. We have to remember that everything God does is forever, and his word doesn't change, and he doesn't lie, and his word doesn't contain any untruth. So we have to read this further, meditate on it, and pray to God for wisdom and the Holy Spirit to reveal even more of what he was trying to say in this. But the main point is that I got your back. God is saying, you're the worker, but I want you to be happy in the work that you're doing, because it is a gift from me. And everything has a due time and a due season. All right, this show is rolling down. I have been preaching a lot, but I got to do what God tells me to do. Now, if you ever want to hear a song that was previously played on the show, all you have to do is email journeyhomeoutreachministries@gmail.com. That's the name of the ministries at gmail.com. journeyhomeoutreachministries@gmail.com. Address it to Teresa. Teresa is the pastor's assistant. She will listen to the music, communicate with you, and let you know when you're going to be played and all that good stuff. If you're a Christian artist, a spoken word Christian artist, or positive. It can just be positive as well. And or even a DJ, if you want to jump in and give us 15 minutes of how you want us to praise, everybody is welcome on this platform. It is absolutely free to all the artists, everyone. We don't charge them a dime to be heard on this radio station. What we're trying to do is our mission, and that is highlight the greatness in others, at the same time spreading the good news, and at the same time giving God all the glory. All right. I mentioned the special request because we have a special request, and this is long time coming from Robert Saxton in the All-Star Blues Review. Everybody enjoy.
Satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey,
long time coming. Yeah, two trains running, only one going your way. Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running down the track to Judgment Day. Satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey!
Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running, only one going your way. Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running down the track of Judgment Day.
Hallelujah! answer satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey,
long time coming. If your dreams run and only one go in your way.
Hallelujah.
Long time coming. If your dreams run and down the track to judgment
hey,
day.
Hey.
Long time coming. If your dreams run and only one go in your way. Long
that was Robert Sexton in the All-Star Blues Review with Long Time Coming. Love is the answer, and love is the answer to everything we're going through, because God is love, so he's the answer. All right, everybody, this show has rolled down, and we haven't even got to our resident DJ yet, so we're going to keep on pressing on, and next up on the mic is DJ Shaheem with his gospel hip-hop mix for the week. Here we go, everybody. The same rules apply. Get up and give God some praise.
You're now tuned in to DJ Shaheem. From the streets to the church, give God the praises and the glory. And the glory.
Urban God.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what up?
Okay, KK.
You just tune in to the sounds of young Samaji.
DJ Shaheem.
All right,
let's go.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what up?
Tune in to the sounds of young.
All right,
let's go.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen,
what up?
Okay, okay, okay.
You just tune in to the sounds of young Samaj.
Welcome.
All right,
let's go.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen,
what up?
Okay, okay, okay.
You just tune in to the sounds of young Samaj.
Welcome.
Y'all know where I be at all day 24/7.
Yes, sir.
YoungSamaj.com,
hey.
We own it, baby.
And you know it.
It feels so good. Welcome to the new era.
It feels good. Still giving praise in my hood. Haters don't want me to do it. But it don't matter, cause I'm still lifting them, lifting them, lifting them, lifting them. It feels good. Still giving praise in my hood. Haters don't want me to do it. But it don't matter, cause I'm still lifting them, lifting them, lifting them, lifting them. Fresh off the airplane, I flew by air train. When I leave the airport, I'm going to the hood. I got a priest of gospel in my backyard, baby. Even if they strapped and packed with 380s, I'm standing on the corner, somebody yell, pay me. I looked him in his eyes and asked him, was he crazy? I'm a Christ lover, look, don't try to play me. You can keep pushing, moving your Mercedes. Five-star chicks remix, that's for the ladies. My life is mashed potatoes, yep, it's all gravy. G-O-D gang, we deep just like the Navy. And I'm a rep for Christ, why? Because he saved. It feels good, still giving praise in my hood. Haters don't want me to do it. But it don't matter, cause I'm still lifting them, lifting them, lifting them, lifting them. It feels good, still giving praise in my hood. Haters don't want me to do it. But it don't matter, cause I'm still lifting them, lifting them, lifting them, lifting them.
I'm on the east side, I'm on the west side, I'm on the north side, I'm on the south side. They got their mouth wide, looking at my ride, crosses in my ties, Jesus on the side. Now that's a Christ cream paint job. I'm in the hood giving praise, screaming thank God. I deposit with my faith like a bank card. Chest poked out, we know that you ain't hard. Neglection of correction, that ain't smart. Protection of affection, a hard heart. Look, I'm just being frank like a ballpark. I'm in every hood and city like a Walmart. I got a message, Hallmark.
It feels good, still giving praise in my hood. Haters don't want me to do it. But it don't matter, cause I'm still lifting them, lifting them, lifting them, lifting them. It feels good, still giving praise in my hood. Haters don't want me to do it. But it don't matter, cause I'm still lifting them, lifting them, lifting them, lifting them.
Shorty kept winking and saying nasty things, so your boy had the jet like a magazine. Used to sit and wait till I seen trouble come. Bazooka on my side and I ain't talking bubblegum. Me plus trouble used to equal troublesome. Now we doing math, welcome to my class. You don't need no pen and pad, just a mic and a flow so cold it freezes overnight. Yeah, my flow so cold I breathe and make ice. Try me, boy, please, you need to think twice. Hit knees, boy, please,
you need to thank Christ, cause he's the one who died and bleeds for your life.
It feels good, still giving praise in my hood. Haters don't want me to do it, but it don't matter cause I'm still living the living, living the living. It feels good,
Understand, she made the people say, yeah.
And I'm just gonna give you a little bit. Yeah. This ain't no album, y'all. This is
a mixtape. Might not be that easy. Tell the sinner, just leave me. But your boy gonna fight every day for his life. Homeboy, please believe me. Leave me. There are days when I struggle to keep my mind unlustful. In the spring, honey, show a lot of skin. So I got to keep my mind on my hustle. Yep. And my mind is not good, cause I'm stuck up in this earth suit, oh Lord. Please keep me in the spirit, because I know my flesh just only wants to hurt you. Nope, it's not easy, yep, yep, they all on me, oh Lord, you got me warm me, before I do you wrongly, please. Nope, it's not easy, merit, but it's still on me, Lord, you got me warm me.
Understand, she made the people say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, you don't understand, she made the people say, yeah, yeah.
Skeletons are so haunting, haunting. You can't hide nothing from the king, tell it all, or he can't do nothing, nothing for real. I'm hoping, I'm sitting here just hoping, hoping that God can help me be an overcomer so I can rise in my devotion, devotion. Now my sin's not good, and it's so hard to stop it, stop it. Every time the preacher, preacher, gotta preach on me, man. Change the topic, topic. Nope, it's not easy. Yep, yep, they all on me, oh Lord, you got me warm me, before I do you wrongly, please. Nope, it's not easy. Merit, but it's still on me, Lord, you got me warm me, before I do you wrongly, please. Nope, it's not easy. Yep, yep, they all on me, homie, oh Lord, you got me warm. It's still on me, Lord, you got them on me, before I do you wrong, please.
Can anybody hear me?
Urban gospel, hip hop, and R&B. Doing it just how you like. Your boy DJ Shaheen.
But I kill the boy, when you hot to handle boy. I won't be the legs of the kids who can't stand the law. Hotter than the certified blazer. Brand and roll. Playing close to silver finger hand. Bandit. Kill and destroy. Stand. Panic. But Jesus fixed it all. Me the man. Handy. So now it's time I dress your friend. Nah, nah. Put the
ever on blast, yo. Never let him in, even if he had a passcode. Satan is a coward, with his flowers, he just act, bro. If you wanna beat him, call on Jesus, who you ask for? No weather's gonna form, no alarm. If Jesus running for president, then I'm voting for him. Fill out a form, let God rule the nation for him. And watch Satan get cast like a broken arm.
Now watch that.
The Lord reactivated my life on a whole nother level. Now I'm working for Christ, I'm a whole nother rebel. I gotta hit hard, all bass, no trouble. I'm digging the devil's grave and the word is my devil. No.
That's right, we're doing it just for God. Christian, urban God. Hip-hop and R&B. Doing it just how you like. Your boy DJ
Shaheen. The Lord reactivated my life on a whole nother level. Now I'm working for Christ, I'm a whole nother rebel. I gotta hit hard, all bass, no trouble. I'm digging the devil's grave and the word is my shovel. No strife, no trouble, no pain, no struggle. My value just doubled, nah, it just tripled. I'm the son of a king and it's just that simple. If you wanna hear the truth, just turn on the instrumental. Big Trey brought it back like an enterprise rental. Give it food for thought, a piece of steak for your mental. It's not coincidental track. Head is official, we here to stay in the game. Like a ref with a whistle, well, I'm talking like a missile on our way to the top. All glory to God, cause he the reason we hot. Whether you like it or not, yeah, homie, we all gifted. Praising his name, now watch we all get lifted.
Who that, Christ is his name. Who that, Christ is his name. Who that, Christ is his name. And I'm blessed cause he kept me in the game.
By the voice in your speaker that I'm blessed, and I'm eager to confess that my weakness is the flesh. Satan reaches from the depths of hell, trying to keep us in some mess. Prevail, put God's teachings in your chest. Money problems, I was recently depressed. Do things I immediately regret. But God, don't be treating me incorrect. And I cry, cause I got a lot of people in the sky. I try to pray, even when I'm high. I promised I would quit, Lord, forgive me for my lie. And I can feel your presence when you give me your reply. I'm in desperate need of strength, Lord, send me your supply. I pray to God that he'll keep my enemies alive. So one day, when they look me in the eyes like, who that? I'ma be a resemblance of God. Who that? J Stone, not J. Cole. A hard head boy that knows God say so.
Who that? Christ is his name.
I said, hey, little missy, you what I've been missing.
She said, you ain't talking to me, cause I'm a Christian. The only thing on my mind is God's mission.
Her hair was done real nice, lip gloss was glistening. Try and catch her, hoping I can fish her in and be blessed like one of Jesus' fishermen. I knew I should have got her name first. Looked up, she was gone, headed straight into the church. I followed her in, went straight through the doors. She was at the altar, kneeled on the floor. So I asked her, what you here for? She said,
not right now, I'm praying to the Lord.
Oops, my bad, I ain't mean to bother. Like I mean, Heavenly Father. Plus she said that the pastor was a father of three of these churches in Benton Harbor.
Girls, our hands up in the air. We're raising man, we won't care. We're rep God anyway.
Christian girls,
our hands up in the air. We're raising man, we won't care. We're rep God anyway.
You see, they once was delivered, yet they fell down. They once was delivered, yet they fell down. And once their feet hit the ground, they ran to the nearest door, slammed it, and immediately turned their back on me as if they didn't need me anymore. But how can you turn your back on me when I sent my son down that tree? I sent my son down that tree with 7-inch nails in his hand and his feet. I sent my son so that you may be free. How dare you turn your back on me? His blood began to run. His blood began to run for you so you may be cleansed. I made him into sin so you may be able to live again. Yet you're living life like there's no hell you could potentially end up in. You see, the devil's trying to infiltrate your mind with these demonic signs by telling you that there is a middle ground. And by saying that it's okay to sell that pound and it's okay to fool around and go ahead and let your dice hit the ground in the back parking lot at 12. But what you didn't know is that your boy was holding on to his 12 with the sole intention of robbing you. And just like that, bow, bow, 12 shots fired off into your car. You swerved off to the nearest shorty house you can find, figuring that a little loving would go ahead and ease your mind. But as you begin to feed in those oblivious lies, just to see what dwell between her thighs with no intention of caring where her heart lied, there she's broken. And no matter how hard anyone tried, they can never fill the void she feels deep down inside her heart. You see, the lacerations from her pain ran deep. The lacerations from her pain runs deep. It ripped out all her pride. It ripped out all her pride. Now she's standing in the mirror wondering how she can ever love another guy. And as the demons in her mind begin to take her on an emotional roller coaster ride, her skin begins to instantly turn pale as she frantically wishes she could only read Braille to dilute the tormenting images her skin begins to tell. And that is at the age of 12, her father raped her and beat her and told her, shh, don't you tell. And her first baby daddy got her impregnated and left her for another male. He left her for another male. And as the demonic roller coaster ride began to derail, she began to suffocate herself. Because she felt like she was living on life support with no air, fighting with the devil with her back toward Christ, and didn't even know Christ was there. And as Christ hung there, he said these words to me: Father, Father, please forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, Father, please forgive them, for they know not what they do. So he paid the ultimate sacrifice for me to forgive you, yet you deliberately turn your back on me like you was Christ's substitute, steady living your life like you're the one I'm supposed to salute. But I command those demonic thoughts to halt right there, because the enemy's only trying to pollute your mind by telling you I don't understand and I don't care. The devil is a liar, and I command peace over your mind. Must I remind you that I know the pain that you're going through? Just look at all the pain I sent my son through just to alleviate the pain that may ever come to confront you. He carried this burden for you before I've informed you your mother's womb, my child. Just know that the thoughts that I think towards you are not those of evil, but those of peace. And I plan to give you hope in the future, but only if the people who are called by my name, who are called by my name, will just humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Then I will hear from heaven. I will hear from heaven, forgive them of their sins and heal their land. But I can't heal your land because most of you got life all twisted. We worship in these false idols and false titles and falling subject to the atheist doctrines of this world. All while you're singing atheist tunes like, I stay on top, Lord knows I'm gonna try. Live for the moment, Lord knows I'm gonna die. And when I get to hell, Lord knows I'm gonna fry. Yet you're proclaiming these things over your life instead of proclaiming you got the victory through Christ. Victory through Christ ever since he died on that cross and resurrected 3 days later. Took the keys from the pits of hell and ascended to heaven to his rightful place. And my right hand, his throne, leaving a valuable word for you to feast on, and all at the same time leaving a decision up to you to make heaven or hell your home. You see, in these last and evil days, you may not reverence me now, but when I crack open that sky, I'll send fire to the ground. I'll send fire to the ground, and every knee shall shackle down. then the only thing that would matter then is true worship. And based upon your worship, I hate to say I never knew you. Because my son will return. I said my son will return in all his glory. And all the nations will be gathered there before him. Then he'll separate the people one from another. He'll put the chosen on the right and the cursed on the left. Then he'll say to those on the right, come ye who are blessed of my father and inherit the kingdom that's prepared for you from the foundation of this world. Then he'll say to those on the left, depart from me, ye who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. But it's not my will that any man shall perish, yet my will be done once you hold my words in your heart and cherish you. See, I want to see you walking in your true calling, because the type of anointing I want to place upon your life will have the devil and his demons trembling and falling like the walls of Jericho. So I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, which is both holy and acceptable, and it's your reasonable service. So repent, the end is near. Surrender your heart and hear me clear. Repent, the end is near.
DJ Shaheem.
All right, DJ Shaheem, who mixed a little spoken word in there. I wanted to let you know that that was also a requested mix from DJ Shaheem. So if there's anything, absolutely anything you hear and you want to hear it again, we're happy to do it for you. All right, everybody, this has been a most blessed show for me. And I thank my Heavenly Father and I thank my Lord and Savior for lifting my body up and allowing me to come into your eardrums. And thank you all. You know, everyone all over the world who listens to the show, we're very humbled at the ministry, and we do not take that lightly. And we do this because you keep us going. All right, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Don't forget the reading of the week, to think about it, meditate on it. And, you know, just remember that there's a time and a season for everything, and God has already given us a great example, list of examples of what there's a time in the season for. Everybody, peace, love, and blessings. I'm out of here till next week. Check you later.